You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
You know what that means? It's time for the Limitless Express. Hop on board, everybody. Limits, it's your show.
Michael Dorocco, ESPN's reporter covering the Jacksonville Jaguars, reported 2 hours ago that, and according to the Trevor Lawrence rumor, report, whatever you want to call it, a Jaguars source told him there's no chance that Jacksonville will trade Lawrence, and that source also called the idea ridiculous. He circled back 20 minutes ago saying that the Jaguars source said that no conversation with the Steelers regarding a potential trade for Trevor Lawrence even took place.
Mark Caballi doubled down on that. He just tweeted out, "The Steelers in no way imaginable inquired about trading for Trevor Lawrence and have no interest in even reaching out to the Jaguars about acquiring Lawrence," according to his source.
Holy bird milk, Bob. This thing's falling apart faster than the Steelers' season. What do you make of it?
Just as I said at the beginning, there are a lot of things out there. People put stuff out. And this is the time of year where it seems to, you know, intensify just because of the questions they have. And then you're going to get reports. I don't know what's right and I don't know what's wrong. If they inquired, good for them. If they didn't, yes, you maybe should. I would ask all questions. That doesn't mean a deal is imminent in any way, nor
so,
do
I mean,
I
basically
expect one getting, I would expect them to call all aspects of trying to upgrade their quarterback situation.
Okay. I'm with you there.
But if it didn't happen, then...
Well, basically, these people are calling Ryan Burr a blatant liar because he said in his tweet that he said it was right from the horse's mouth in somebody in the Jaguars organization. So either somebody lied to him, he's just delusionally lying in the tweet, or these people are getting bad information. I don't know. I'm sure everyone will say that's why they don't trust the media anymore. Maybe that is why they don't trust the media anymore, Bob. There you go.
So it's you know, it's what you want to believe, and that's
but,
why
but I will
don't
say
like
this.
Engaging in a lot of this stuff when people ask, I don't know, and I'm not going to pretend I do one way or the other, so I'm not going to make a side or pick a side. I don't know. Do you know? Nobody.
No.
If you don't know,
I don't. But I will say this, that last year people made fun of like when Peter King would come on here and intimate that Mike Tomlin would be interested in a guy like Russell Wilson.
Totally agree.
And he's very hooked in. Those are the people I look at more than people I know are hooked in. Jerry Dulac has a direct line to Art. Now, have the Steelers sometimes thrown Jerry off with information? I would argue, yes, once in a while. Like with the Kenny Pickett situation, where Jerry reported that Mike Tomlin only had eyes for Malik Willis and there was zero chance they would take Pickett. But I know that Jerry has that line. So that opens my eyes when I see that. I know that Jay Glazer has a direct line to Mike Tomlin. So when Jay Glazer says to the world that that Russell Wilson is probably moving on here, then I think Russell Wilson's moving on. I don't know Ryan Burr hardly. I don't know what kind of line he has on the Jags or who he talked to. But I'm not going to dismiss what he said, nor am I going to completely buy what everybody else is saying. You know?
Right, which leaves us back to square one.
Yeah.
Which, you know, they should be doing due diligence on what their, whatever their plan is, they're trying to probably still formulate it.
Yes.
And if it means calling other teams just to inquire, it never hurts. I don't care who you're talking about. If I'm a GM with any team, I'd inquire about everyone. I'd want to know. I want to know what the cost is.
Next.
I don't understand why they wouldn't even at least ask, but here nor there. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown hopes that the NFL sends the Lions to Philadelphia for the 2025 season opener. There's a long list of teams that could go to Philly. I feel like the NFL, though, Joe, would rather have the Lions and Eagles game in like week 15, week 16. Would you like to see it start the season?
I'm sorry, Limits. I was completely distracted. Give me the choices of teams that could open the year in Philly. Do you have them?
It's everyone on their schedule at this point. You just have to pull up their 2025 schedule.
Yes, yeah, so games. Washington, Cowboys, Giants in the division, or the Bears, Lions, the Raiders, the Rams, or Denver.
See, I would go with Washington. I know it's a division game right off the bat. Is it? Wait a minute. No, it isn't a division. What am I talking about?
Yeah, it is. Washington and the Eagles.
Oh, that's right. It is. I was thinking about Detroit. Yeah, it is. It's a division game right off the bat. Therefore, I would think that's a big... And given where Washington is and where they are,
I would make it a special...
I
know. That's enticing, but they usually go out of division, or am I wrong about that? I think they usually do.
Typically, like when the Steelers went to New England and they were raising the banner. Remember when the Lions went to Kansas City and won after they won the championship?
Right. That was a big win for them at the time, yep.
Well, it's called the NFL kickoff game. Am I right about that,
That's
Bob?
That's right.
It's been going on since 2002. Ravens, Chiefs, Chiefs, Lions, Bills, Rams, Bucks, Cowboys, Chiefs, Texans. The last one in division was Green Bay, Chicago in 2019. They hardly ever go in division, Bob. So make your next pick. Who would you want?
I would take Detroit then. I'd like Detroit.
You know who I'd actually want in this game? Detroit's a pretty good pick. You can't go wrong. I think the Bears would be mighty intriguing with Ben Johnson at the controls, Caleb Williams. I want to see Bears-Eagles, Bob. That's the game I want to see. Limits?
I fully agree. And I feel like the NFL, with Ben Johnson paired with Caleb Williams in a second year, and Chicago being a big market, they'll try to market this game as much as possible. I could see it, because the Bears should have some decent upside going into next year.
Do you remember any of the Steelers NFL kickoff games, Bob? One was Pittsburgh against Miami in 2006. Do you know who the starting quarterbacks were? Wrong. Do you know?
In 2006?
Yes. Nick Saban coached the Dolphins in that game.
My goodness, you're going way back.
It was Ben against. Was it Ben?
I'm trying to think who the Miami quarterback would have been.
Wrong. Dante Culpepper.
That name actually popped into my mind.
2009, it was the Titans against the Steelers. Do you remember who the starting quarterbacks were in that game, Bob?
Ben and...
Wrong.
It wasn't Ben? Charlie Batch?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh.
It was Ben.
Ben and Tennessee.
Oh, man, is this a great question.
Was it Vince Young?
No, but that's a good guess.
It was too early for Jake Locker.
Kerry Collins. And do you know who scored the only touchdown that game for the Steelers, Bob? Wrong. Santonio Holmes. And Jeff Reed kicked two field goals to tie the game in the fourth and win it in overtime, 13-10. Did you know Jeff Reed, Bob? Did you frequent
sheets? Oh, very well.
Did you frequent sheets with him from time to time?
Well, remember when he used to have his hair like all white or different colors? So I went down and took him to the place where I get my hair cut because I wanted to do the same thing. I got a spike look.
Did you?
But I got red, white, and blue. Yes, spike looked. And I brought him in the studio because we did a segment with Jeff once a week. In the studio. And so I showed up in the studio with the hair like that, just to make him feel more comfortable.
That is tremendous.
How quick did it take for you to get your hair back to normal?
It took a while to get all that stuff out of there. Yes, it did. But it was interesting, the spike look.
And the only other one was the 2015 Steelers opened the season in New England against the Super Bowl champion Patriots. Do you remember that game, Bob?
No, it wasn't much of a game, wasn't it?
The Steelers hung in there. It was 28-21 at the end. No, it wasn't much of a game. They sucked. It was 28-14, and then Antonio Brown caught a touchdown pass with 11 seconds left. Limits, Rob Gronkowski caught 1, 2, 3, or 4 touchdowns against the Steelers in that game.
I think it was 3.
Bob, do you agree with that?
2.
3. Very good, Limits. They always had a little trouble covering him, didn't they, Bob?
It didn't matter if it was him, any of the tight ends, not just limited to New England. Any tight end, they haven't changed a lot of what they do against some prominent tight ends, and they paid the price for that.
That's when linebackers regarding tight ends, Bob.
If either one of you get the Steelers kicker right in that game, I'll bring in a treat for you tomorrow for tomorrow's show. Who was the Steelers kicker in 2015 in New England?
John Sweezum?
No. Nope.
I'm going to guess that that's the year Sweezum blew out his knee in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's
going
to be the guy from Jacksonville.
They Josh Scobie.
Scobie.
He was done with his guess, and then he jumped in and gave you a clue. I'm not bringing in treats tomorrow.
No, Scobie was a try. He was
terrible.
Yeah,
you're right, but you only got one guess, and then you helped Limits.
There is no parameters to this game.
There was
sort
a
of like
clear
the
parameter. It was his
there
turn was no to take a guess.
Joe, the game is not meant to be specific. You did not say that it had to be very specific in how we came to the conclusion of our answer.
All right. If you double up on this, I will bring a treat in tomorrow. That was highly questionable what you did, Bob, ethically,
You're welcome, Bob.
Who caught Will Johnson had a 1-yard touchdown run for the Steelers. Who caught the 2-point conversion from Ben to make it 21-11? He was a receiver at the time.
This was
2015. Who caught the 2-point conversion? This is unbelievable. This guy wasn't that bad. I kind of liked him, Bob.
I don't. You got it? Go ahead.
I think I got it.
Yes.
Was it Marcus Wheaton?
I'm bringing in treats tomorrow. Let's go, Bob. Give him a hand.
What number did he
wear? Bob, give him a hand.
That's a good answer.
Bob is jealous of you right now. Yes, he didn't want to give you a hand.
What number was he? 11? Is that correct?
I think it was 11.
I was trying to remember
that
numbers.
That is unbelievable, Limits.
Marcus Wheaton.
That was the teams I grew up with, Joe.
What a man he is, huh, Bob?
Yeah, that was a great guess.
He doesn't sound thrilled.
Bob wanted the treat.
I wanted the treat.
He had 7 touchdowns between 14 and 15. I don't know. Was he any good, Bob? Yeah, 1 year he had 44
catches.
He was.
Didn't he go to the Bears after that?
Yes, he did. And he only had 3 catches. And then he came back here and had none. And that was the end of his career.